our slow-growing economy.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Last month, we got some great news. Our GDP was up 3.5% in the third quarter. Gross domestic product measures all the goods and services a country produces. It's a major indicator of economic growth, and that number had many economists saying the recession was over. Today, the government revised the GDP downward to 2.8%. Still good, but not as strong. Chris Slow is chief economist with FTN Financial in New York. He joins us live. Hi, Chris.
Hi.
So the economy grew more slowly than we thought. What exactly does that mean?
Well, it's actually not as bad as it looks. And the reason is, one of the big reasons it was revised down is that imports were stronger than expected. And that's because retailers are feeling better about the consumer, and they're bringing in more products from overseas to sell them. So I think we're still in good shape. Obviously disappointed, though, that it was revised down.
Speaking of consumers buying, consumer confidence numbers were out this morning, and they're looking a little better than last month. What are you making of those?
Well, that's right. Look, consumer confidence, it rose a lot between February and March of this year, and then it's sort of gone sideways since then. But the good news this month is, even though we're still in that same range, confidence was up a little bit, and it implies that that consumers are going into the holiday season in a pretty good mood. They will be spending money. Now, what that does mean for consumers is, get into the stores early, because there won't be a lot of discounting as we get closer to Christmas.
Yeah, I know a lot of retailers make as much as 40% of their revenue over the holidays. So this is some potentially really great news for the economy?
Oh, yeah. No, I think they're going to hit their numbers. They'll get exactly what they expected. But bear in mind that inventories are really low right now. There's not a lot of goods on the shelf. There's some great doorbusters Thanksgiving weekend to draw people into the stores, but there won't be any restocking. So I think, in fact, the big surprise this Christmas for buyers is there won't be as much stuff as you think there is. And probably there's going to be more seasonal hiring than some people expect. Retail's right. Coming back.
Chris Lowe is chief economist with FTN Financial. Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome.
All that bad news is weighing down on the markets this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average off 0.5% to 10,393. The NASDAQ off 0.2% to 2162. The S&P 500 down 0.4% to 1101. Anti-piracy laws in Sweden seem to be paying off. Music sales have spiked since a crackdown on illegal file sharing. Stephen Beard has more.
Over the past 5 years, global music sales have slumped by a third. But suddenly, Sweden has bucked the trend. Sales there have soared, up 18% this year. Two key factors could be at play. Sweden passed a new law earlier this year, making it easier to prosecute illegal file sharing. And a court convicted the operators of the Pirate Bay file sharing site. Adrian Strain is a record industry spokesman.
The combination of those two events, we think, has helped bolster the legitimate music market, and I think that's quite an important case study for the rest of the world.
He says there's been a similar development in South Korea. Music sales have also risen there following a crackdown. He says it's far too soon to call the end of illegal downloading, but Sweden's experience is encouraging. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 436 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
This is expected to be a tough season for retailers. Lots of competition for our dollars, and that's got stores trying lots of different tactics. What will work? Mary Lou Quinlan is author of the new book, What She's Not Telling You, about marketing to women. Mary Lou, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Stacey.
Apparently, women are not to be trusted when it comes to why we buy products. Explain this.
We've interviewed thousands of women and listened to them tell us what they want, and we learned that they often tell half-truths.
What are some examples of this?
Well, there's all different reasons that we do it. For instance, a half-truth would be, I want to be healthy. I try to be healthy. But really, most women are looking for easy solutions because they're probably going to
right
not
after
go to the
Law and Order marathon, right? I don't go exercise.
Right. But it's why products like the 100 calorie packs are so terrific, because they understand she needs somebody to bar the door as far as her food intake, and people like McDonald's with their salads, but actually they come with fried chicken so she can still feel good about it.
I mean, this is a very big deal. Consumer spending makes up 70% of our economy. Women are in charge of 80% of those purchases. So it seems like marketers are sort of desperately trying to figure women out.
They may say that they're listening to women, but too often while they're listening, their fingers are traveling across their BlackBerries. As much as we say women are important and we know that they're driving the economy, it seems marketers have a big way to go to be better listeners.
What should marketers do to appeal to women in this economic climate for the holiday season?
Well, the smart marketers have actually been doing it over the last couple of months, and that is treating women like VIPs. I don't know about you, but I have received so many friends and family invitations from places that I've never even been. And the truth of it is that women are telling us that while they'll shop a little more heavily this Black Friday because they know that's the deal day, they've already been grazing and shopping for the last few months, much more so than other years. So it's going to be an interesting sleigh ride as women decide, hey, I've already got some good deals. How many more do I need?
Women's marketing expert Mary Lou Quinlan is author of the new book, What She's Not Telling You. Mary, thanks for talking with us.
Oh, thank you so much, Stacey.
After getting hammered by city budget cuts, an Illinois zoo has come up with a unique way to raise money. They've started selling magical reindeer gem necklaces. Those gems are reindeer droppings that have been sprayed with glitter. They cost about $15. The zoo's expecting to make about $16,000 off of them and other droppings paraphernalia. So if diamonds say forever, these would say, time to reactivate your Match.com account? In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Banik Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.